It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and we take you to the Valley City Public School District Central Administration Board Meeting Room with Superintendent Josh Johnson explaining the latest in their exploring of school facilities proposals that they released last year.
School board members tonight mentioned that when this thing started in August, it was like a skyrocket. You know, it was like a rocket. And now you guys have to slow down, and you're exploring options. So what can you tell the public?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started in the fall looking at the exploration of our school facilities and moved very quickly. We had some deadlines that we were trying to meet as related relative to the Career and Tech Center and the state grants. And so those grants have been submitted at this time, and the board has made the decision that we're going to step back, we're going to slow things down, and be able to continue to assess. And part of that is going to be determination on the state and the federal dollars that we have received, as well as we may continue to receive, as well as then being able to take a look comparatively across the state, what is the cost of construction and how does that relate relative to the scope of the projects that we're looking at, and whether or not it's feasible for us actually to be able to construct a school in this district. And ultimately, when we step back from this, it's how much money are we going to continue to invest in the current infrastructure and the current facilities versus are we going to invest in new facilities, and are they able to be cost effective for us?
Let's talk from top to bottom. There's been discussion of a K through 12. Let's talk about the new estimate of the K through 12. And would that K through 12 be located at a completely different location or on campus?
Yeah, so we have information to be able to share out relative to multiple designs that we've studied this fall. Our initial designs looked at cost savings related to remodeling a K-3 facility and building a new 412 facility. And after the public meetings, there was questions and feedback that said, hey, why not look at a K-12 facility? So we've done that. And through that process and working with our architects, have been able to put a number to that. And we're looking at $75 million of being able to fully design a K-12 building, and the location of that with multiple options, targeting the area around Hanna Field, near Highline Park or Jefferson Elementary. And I think that's an area that the community has responded back positively in terms of the location within our community, housing and whatnot. Again, we're going to step back, be able to continue to assess the current construction costs in this climate and economy, and to see whether or not the public has an appetite for the school district exploring potential new construction.
Given the uncertainties in the economy today, what's the worst case scenario forecast here? If, like, say, inflation continues to get worse and fiat currency collapses, we look at 20 years, like, before we get anywhere close to, like, another 2019, 2018 construction cross period. Like, how much worse can we handle it? How long can we continue to use the current facilities?
Yeah, so our current assessment needs right now are $25 million, comprehensive K-12. That includes the envelope of the building. That includes our mechanical systems. That includes upgrading of simple educational items within our district, classrooms and technologies and infrastructure and whatnot. And so that's a part of the process that this school board and our school district needs to consider is, does the community want us to invest the dollars annually into putting Band-Aids on the infrastructure of our district? And where is that going to lead us in 20 years from now, when the average age of our facilities is 78 or 80 years old? We're looking at a high school now that is 120 plus years old, and who knows what kind of facility needs we're going to have at the time. And again, from a community perspective, we want to meet the needs of our students. We want to be partners across the community and to help the community and the region grow. And so So that is the question. That's part of the feedback that we've received is there's a lot of excitement that is generated relative to new construction, new facilities. We see it up and down the interstate, whether you look at Jamestown or you're looking at Tower City or you're looking at Castleton. New facilities, new schools attract new people to a community. And so we need to know whether or not the community of Valley City is going to be supportive of our school district looking into the idea of a new facility and whether or not it's feasible for us to be able to build something with the current economy and what the needs are.
Is there any kind of red line impending? Like, is there going to be a point where we're either overpopulated or infrastructure simply will not sustain at our current growth level? I don't know if the issue facing the school is more that we're getting a lot of kids coming up or if it's just really old or both.
I think it's the age. And so I think that's a great question that, you know, people are going to continue to need to address, including our school board members, as well as our staff, as well as parents. And it comes back down to the level of education and what the needs are of our students and whether or not our facilities are going to be able to meet those needs. And is that question in 5, 10, 15, 20 years going to continue? And I believe it will be. And so we have, again, we have an excellent educational system. We have excellent staff. And I think the question that we're all asking right now is whether or not the facilities are able to meet the needs and serve what the high level of education that we're providing for our students in our school district.
You mentioned a $40 million bond, or you mentioned a $40 million, sounded like a cap. What were you referring to?
Yeah, so based on right now, our current debt limit for the school district is $20 million. If we go to the patrons of this district and ask to increase that, we can increase that from 5% cap to 10%. And so that would allow us to be able to extend that debt limit up to $40 million. So if we go out and ask the question and have a referendum, the max that we would be able to generate would be $40 million. So if we're looking at a K-12 facility at $75 million, there's a difference there, obviously, that we're having to make up. And so part of the presentations that we've made this fall is there's definitely cost savings through consolidation. And can we have enough cost savings generated to be able to make payment to make up the difference of $35 million per se? And that's really a question that needs to be explored further, investigated. And whether or not, as one of the board members referenced tonight, there's also some external revenue sources that potentially could come into the mix as well. And maybe there's additional federal or state dollars that are coming, or maybe there's local dollars that could be generated that would go towards making up that difference as well.
And that's our Voice of the Valley with Superintendent Josh Johnson during that news conference on Tuesday, explaining the current position of the Valley City School District as they explore several options for the future of their facilities.